Welcome to the GIST podcast number 38. With concerns for the environment and fears about climate change never far from the headlines, our use of ICT is coming under increasing scrutiny. In this podcast for Inform Plus, Rob Bristow, GISC Programme Manager, talks to Philip Poffin about GISC's work in this area and why the coming months will be particularly important for this new area of activity.
I'm talking this afternoon to Rob Bristow, GISC Programme Manager, e-administration. One of the areas that he's looking at is the issue of ICT and the environment. Rob, thanks very much for joining us this afternoon. Concern for the environment is impacting on a lot of aspects of our lives, on our shopping, on our travel, our holidays, our waste disposal. It's hardly surprising that it's also impacting on our use of ICT. Just give a sense, if you can, of the scale of the problem.
Well, some figures claim that between 2 and 4% of carbon emissions across the planet are caused by IT, ICT use, computer use, which is probably a lot more than most people think. It's something that people have been sort of waking up to as the number of computers and devices proliferate and get onto people's desks and in people's homes. And the fact with the internet and always-on computing, devices tend to get left on and are just sitting there soaking up power in the background. Also, as demands for computing power have grown, servers have become more powerful and more services are needed within institutions. More and more boxes are placed in the machine room, all consuming power, most of them, a lot of them, not working that efficiently. And the amount of money needed to power these things and then to cool them down is starting to be an issue for institutions, let alone the carbon implications of this sort of use. So that's the background. The Stern report that came out recently, and just the Kyoto agreements, and just a growing realization across the board that climate change is almost certainly something that we have to take extremely seriously and do something about, means that public bodies such as the higher education sector really has to start thinking very, very seriously about reducing the carbon impact of their activities, especially around the use of ICT.
So as you say, universities and colleges are needing to do a great deal in this area, and I suppose they're looking for support and advice in this area. Is that something JISC is doing right now?
Yes, JISC is doing this. JISC has commissioned a study to investigate this whole area. We're aware that there is good practice out there. As with a lot of things, the trick is getting hold of it and getting that information widely disseminated so others can make use of it. So JISC, as I say, has commissioned a study. It's being run by Professor Peter James from the University of Bradford in association with Sustain IT, which has a good track record of working in this area with various bodies across the public sector. This study, it's a lot of it is intelligence gathering, so it's actually going out and looking at what is going on and finding out. It'll be also generating case studies and examples of good practice for dissemination.
One of the things that Professor James is going to be looking at is the issue of data centres, of high-performance computing, which takes up a lot of energy, doesn't it?
Yeah, as I said earlier, data centres or machine rooms are where an awful lot of the energy is going, and you have a double impact in these places, that not only do you have to power the machines, but you have to cool them. And that's actually true of the desktop computer as well, where it has, you know, it has a chip which generates heat, which has a fan which needs to be cooled to cool it. But data centers are a growing problem, and as I said earlier as well, one of the problems is the number of machines that tend to be being put into two machine rooms and data centers to run each separate service. Very often a new service will be needed, a software service, and a new machine will be bought, and then of course it'll need a backup, a second machine for resilience. Suddenly you've got two machines. And often these machines sit there not doing much a lot of the time, or operating at sort of 10-15% efficiency. One of the areas which is we're investigating is whether something called virtualization is going to be of help here. Virtualization is the ability to run separate virtual computing machines on a number of these machines on one physical hardware box. And there are systems within around which then allow you to switch the virtual machines between the various physical boxes to get maximum usage out of these bits of equipment. So that instead of a dozen machines running at 15%, you might have two or three machines running at 80 or 90% efficiency, with an obvious reduction in power consumption and cooling. Other techniques within data centers are techniques like having cold aisles and hot aisles, so you keep all the hot stuff together and cool it, and then you can perhaps use the cooler bits to do that. And a number of other things like that. Another area we're investigating is the it's grid computing, and whether the approaches like Condor, where spare CPU cycles are harvested from desktop machines and PCs that are that sitting doing nothing, whether that has a place to play in this. And also just what sort of impact the high performance computing initiatives that the e-science community are involved in, what sort of impact that is going to have to make on power consumption and carbon production.
A claim that's often made for ICT is that it reduces the need for travel and therefore fuel consumption. How do you assess those claims? Are they valid, and what kind of work will GIST be doing in that area?
Well, again, this is another area that Professor James is investigating. And I have to add that we have another project running in the Institutional Exemplars program at Coventry University, which is investigating partly the policy aspects around location-independent working, but also with an eye to the carbon impacts of that kind of working. Carbon impact of location-independent working is quite complicated, because it's not just the fact that someone isn't travelling. It may be that actually having to provide them with another computer and office equipment to use at home. Their home may be poorly insulated and difficult to heat, so they're using energy to do that, whereas coming into an office which they share with other people may be much more efficient. It's one of those things that on the surface looks simple, but when the moment you start digging around, it gets more complicated. And one of the things the hopes we have for this study is that we'll get a bit more clarity on what the issues are, and even more important, how to go about assessing when policymakers are trying to decide how to go about implementing policies like this, how give them some tools that they can use to assess the impact of these things.
I was going to suggest actually that in this area, in terms of the environment, hard and fast facts, statistics are quite difficult to come by, and some spurious claims are made. Is this something that your work is addressing?
Yes, we are. I mean, one of the things that's coming out of this is a model which we will be making available, so that I think for the first time people can truly calculate the carbon footprint of a higher educational institution. And that will give us at least a beginning of a benchmark of a sort of baseline from which we can work. And as people put in policies and practices to reduce carbon, they will have a tool then for measuring them to see how they're getting on.
So there's a lot going on. What should we look out for in the next month or two?
We have a scoping study from this study coming at the end of April, early May. So look out for that. there will also be case studies, between 15 and 20 case studies of innovation and good practice for people to look at. Also look out for some of the results from the Institutional Exemplars program. As I say, in addition to the University of Coventry project on location-independent working, we have a project running at the University of Oxford, which is looking to implement a policy and practice across the university which will switch off PCs that have been left running unattended, but crucially allow them to be switched on for remote access, so that give people the flexibility of being able to access their stuff remotely as well. And the third project in that program is one running at the University of Bradford, which is looking at the use of thin client technology from Sun, the Sunray boxes, for the drift of the main purpose of the project is to look at the use of these devices for e-assessment. But there is, in addition, an intention to look at the energy use claims that are made by Sun and to see if they actually stack up in practice as they're implemented for this purpose.
Great. A lot of really timely work there. Rob Bristow, thank you very much.
Thank you.
This was a podcast for Inform Plus, a web-based supplement to the printed magazine JISC Inform. For further information, please go to www.jisc.ac.uk/inform. Thank you.